You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming is here. It is cool and gray and cloudy, and in the southern part of the state of Illinois, at least, it's really wet. Don, what can we expect over the next 24 hours or so?
Well, we're going to continue with this cool and occasionally wet, unsettled weather here for a little bit longer, at least for the next, let's say for the next 5 or 6 days. An area of low pressure will park itself over the nation's midsection, keeping us a little cooler than normal and occasionally giving us shower and thunderstorm activity. And this is a pattern that's going to probably hold probably through, it, say, the next 7 days. Now, after that, maybe around days 9 or 10, I do see it getting warmer, a little bit drier, and a little bit more of a seasonable weather pattern. But I would say through at least July 9th, 10th, around that time frame, we're going to have more of the same.
And after the 9th and 10th, do we warm up and do we get some good growing degree days that might make their way through the Midwest?
I think what we will see the development of some warmer temperatures, better accumulation of growing degree days. It's not going to be a rapid ramp up to a lot of hot weather, so it's going to be gradual. But I do see the second half of July warmer, a little bit more typical in terms of summertime temperatures and conditions. No heat wave, but at least I think we're going to have a period of time where we will be able to catch up a little bit on those growing degree days.
Wheat farmers out west and those here in the Midwest, too, really would like to get in and do some harvest. It appears that maybe that's not going to happen very easily.
No, it's not. I think for the next week or so, there's still going to be some interruptions, still some wet areas that will still cause some problems. That may be a little bit late for some folks. I think the further west you are, the better the opportunity. The further into the eastern areas where there still needs to be wheat harvested, that's where there's going to be some problems.
Let's bounce around the planet. Where would we like to start?
Well, let's go over into Europe. Most of Europe is, for the most part, looking at a fairly typical weather pattern. It's a little bit on the dry side for both western and eastern Europe. No one excessively dry, but there's also not a lot of precipitation, especially in the long term. And temperatures are going to be at or a little bit above normal with the warmest temperatures in the Ukraine.
And speaking of Ukraine, they started their harvest earlier than usual, so I suspect it will proceed quite nicely at this point.
Yeah, I don't see any really big problems for them. There's a bit of an uptick in rain chances next week, but for the week ahead, I don't see any delays.
Have you been following the weather in the growing regions of China?
Yes, and China hasn't been all that bad, and across East Asia, China, those areas are looking at a fairly typical pattern, both with precipitation and also some temperature conditions that are going to be close to normal in many of the key growing areas. So steady as she goes in China right now.
Thank you so much, Don.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon. I'm Todd Gleason.